KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, rainfall continues. We look for periods of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly before noon. Some of those storms could continue to produce heavy rain. We look for a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless Agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, several streets in Ankeny and other Polk County communities have been covered with runoff from heavy rain overnight. The National Weather Service says it's received reports that up to 3 inches of rain has fallen since midnight in southeast Ankeny, and up to 8 inches of water is covering some intersections and streets. Flooded and blocked streets have also been reported in Altoona. A flood warning has been issued for the Des Moines River and Raccoon River, and North Raccoon River have already risen above flood stage. The Weather Service says thunderstorms later today could bring 2 more inches of rain into the area. Here in Atlantic, as of 7 a.m., we'd picked up 2.95 inches over the past 24 hours, and the rain continues to fall. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the death of an infant. Authorities say officers and medics were called to 174 Crestmont Drive at around 8:15 a.m. Saturday with regard to an unresponsive infant. The 5-week-old child was treated by medics before being transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where the infant was pronounced dead. The name of the child was being withheld pending family notification. The incident, as I said, remains under investigation. Police in Creston say one person was arrested for indecent exposure and another was arrested for assault last Friday. 60-year-old Richard Woodward of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center around 6:45 p.m. Friday on a charge of indecent exposure. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And 38-year-old Leanna Christine Dunham of Winterset was arrested at 607 South Maple Street in Creston at around 5 p.m. Friday. Dunham faces assault with injury and trespassing charges. She was also later released on $1,000 bond. A driverless vehicle crashed into a Creston car wash Friday morning before hitting a parked vehicle. Creston police say 47-year-old Paula Jackson of Creston was traveling south and going through a car wash at the BP station located at 500 West Adams Street at around 7:30 a.m. Friday when she exited her Jeep SUV because she dropped money being put into the payment machine. Jackson forgot to put the vehicle in park when she was leaning out of it. The SUV continued forward without the driver and hit the car wash before hitting a parked 2001 Chevy pickup located in an alleyway, parking space in an alleyway. Jackson complained of foot pain but refused medical transport. Damage from the crash amounted to $7,500. A collision between an SUV and a car in Creston Friday afternoon resulted in one person being transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Police say 42-year-old James Pryor and 18-year-old Brandon Robertson, both of Creston, were traveling east on Highway 34 at around 2:20 p.m. when Pryor slowed to turn. Robertson told police he blacked out just before his Ford Escape hit the rear of Pryor's Ford Taurus. Pryor said he could see Robertson's vehicle quickly coming up on him and knew he was about to be hit. Robertson was taken to the hospital by his mother, while Pryor was apparently uninjured. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,200. In other news, members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will gather this evening at 7 o'clock at the high school in Elkhorn for a regular session. Among the discussion and possible action items on their agenda is approval of contracts with a driver's education team consisting of Paul McKay, Dick Cassidy, Casey Pelzer, and Jeremy Blake, renewal of a contract with My College Options, approval of a contract with Iowa Western for concurrent enrollment courses, also approval of bids for a new school bus, approval of quotes for a new phone system in both buildings. They'll also act on approving of principals' contracts for 2015-16, approval of a shared wrestling with a program with Audubon, and setting the date and time and location for a public hearing pertaining to continued participation in the Instructional Support Program, or ISP. The Griswold School Board will meet this evening at the Central Office Boardroom at 5:45, and during that meeting they'll receive updates on the sports, lighting, and security system. New business includes action on approval of non-certified staff negotiations, administrative contracts, nutrition prices, a van purchase, and approval of fuel bids, technology support, and registration fees. The meeting will conclude after a closed session to evaluate the board secretary and action on approval of a board secretary contract once the session resumes. Iowa continued to add people to its do not hire list over the past year, despite concerns raised by some representatives of public employees and at least one lawmaker. The Des Moines Register reports public documents show 67 people have been added to the list that now includes 943 people ineligible to work in state government. Critics like State Senator Janet Peterson say the no hire list might set up the state for another lawsuit, but state officials defend the list as a way of keeping problematic employees off of Iowa's payroll. And the state says anyone on the list can request their status be reviewed. Since the state first released the list in April of 2014, there have been government oversight hearings and a lawsuit on behalf of three former workers. Friends and family have been remembering the positive attitude exuded by the 20-year-old woman who was shot and killed in an eastern Iowa shopping mall Friday night. More than 100 people gathered Sunday outside the Children's Museum where Andrea Farrington worked to remember her. A Cedar Rapids woman was fatally shot Friday at the Coral Ridge Mall. Officials have charged 22-year-old Alexander Matthew Kozak of North Liberty with first-degree murder. Museum Director Deb Dunkhase said Farrington was an amazing, energetic person who cared about her co-workers and the kids. Her cousin, Savannah Dayton, said Farrington loved her job but had complained several times in the past 6 weeks about Kozak. Dayton said Farrington had told her about Kozak staring at her and leaving notes on her car. Well, since the Drogmiller family lost their home and belongings to a fire in March, they've been overwhelmed with help from others. The Sioux City Journal reports that when Elaine Drogmiller explained why she was buying 8 pairs of shoes, another customer offered to pay for them. After the fire in Cushing that likely started with an electrical problem, friends and classmates helped to replace the autographed team balls and the River Valley letter jacket that high school senior Jordan Drogmiller lost in the fire. Donations from people in the community helped the family replace Jordan's senior pictures as well. The Drogmillers are planning to buy a modular home for their farm that they will move into later this year. Until then, the family is renting a home in Cushing. An official says heavy rainfall likely caused a breach in a temporary dam at the Lake Delhi construction site. President Steve Leonard of the Lake's Taxing District Board of Trustees said a wall for the cofferdam failed at around 3:50 p.m. Sunday. He said the breach won't significantly affect the water flow, but could affect reconstruction work. The 9-mile-long lake on the Maquoketa River was drained when the dam collapsed during flooding back in 2010. The lake bed has been dry since then. Work on the new dam began last year. And a new Miss Iowa has been chosen to represent the state. 21-year-old Taylor Weavers of Clinton won the title Saturday night at a pageant in Davenport. Weavers was Miss Clinton County going into the state competition. She'll now represent Iowa in the Miss America pageant in September. Weavers called winning the Miss Iowa title unbelievable. She's looking forward to raising awareness about childhood cancers. And the first runner-up is Miss Muscatine County, Kristen One. The 23-year-old is from Vernon Hills, Illinois. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.